because he was still there with them. Amen. I'm trying to build my case, y'all. Praise God. Not only that, you find that during Jesus' trial and his crucifixion, amen, when they said that they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, you find this in Luke Gospel chapter 22. Praise God. It says that Peter followed afar off.
Yeah.
Amen. See, Peter wasn't close to him, but Peter followed anyway. And just the sheer fact that he followed him, Peter still had some hope about him.
Yeah.
He still had his hope in him. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to build it. Praise God, because he still followed him.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me take it a little bit further. Amen. If you go on to the 22nd chapter of Luke, and you go down to verse 61, praise God, Jesus had already told Peter that he would deny him three times. Amen. You keep that in your mind.
Yeah.
He had already told him that Peter, you're going to deny me. Peter saying, man, I'm going to go with you.
Yeah.
I don't care if they take you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I'm coming with you. I'm going to be, in other words, Jesus, I got your back.
Yeah.
Praise God. And Jesus had to look him in the face and say, Peter, before the cock crows, amen, you're going to deny me three times.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm going to show you how Peter still had some hope because Jesus was still alive.
Yeah.
Amen. He said that verse 61 in the 22nd chapter of Luke, these words said that Jesus turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the words of the Lord and how he said unto him, behold, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. Praise God. I'm sure that the look that Jesus had on the face of Peter caused Peter to feel just as bad as he can be, because the Bible tells us in another text that Peter went off and he did what? He started crying. He started weeping. Praise God. But Peter still had some hope because Jesus was still alive. Amen. Let me go ahead and make my case. Praise God. And even after the crucifixion of Jesus, amen, I want you to watch this text. Amen. Mark records in Mark the 15th chapter, verse 31 and 32, he says that as the chief priests and all of the scribes, you know, they were there, they were mocking him. Praise God. They were saying that if he be the Christ, let him come on down from off that cross.
Right.
Amen. If he come on down from off that cross, we're going to believe him. Praise God. And you want to know something? I believe Peter, praise God, had the same thought in his mind. Peter saying, yeah, God, come on down from off that cross, praise God, so that you can prove to them just who you are, praise God, and just who you are. He had that in mind, but when Jesus died, Peter's hope died along with it. Not only did Peter's hope die, but the other disciples also, their hope died. Amen. Because if we were to look in Mark, the 16th chapter, we read that, praise God, after Jesus was crucified.
Yeah.
Amen. We had Mary. We had Mary Magdalene. We had Mary, the mother of James, praise God, and Salome. Praise God. They went to the tomb to do what? They went to anoint his body.
Yeah.
The only thing that was on their mind at that time was what? Praise God. Who in the world is going to roll the stone away?
Yeah.
But praise God, when they got to the grave, the stone had already been moved away. And praise God, and they began to come in there and they began to want to cry because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And the angels,
yeah,
praise God, had to remind them, praise God, why in the world are you looking for the living among the dead? Praise God. Don't you remember what he said? He said that one of these days that he was going.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Reads, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Thank you so much for tuning in again on this morning. This is Arthur Evangelist Brenda Randall. We're on with more goodness on this morning. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalms 34:3. Praise the Lord. We pray that you were inspired from last week's message about in whom do you put your trust. We're going to continue on this morning. I'm just so amazed, and the Lord just let me know that in these days and times when so much is going on, it is a time to really, really, really hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand, a time to really, really trust in the one who can. Nothing is impossible for him. Amen. And we thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. We praise God. We're going to continue on with our scriptures where we left off from last week. Amen. We thank God for his healing virtue. We thank God for deliverance. We thank God for blessing. Whatever you may need this morning, he's got it. All you have to do is ask him. Amen. Matthew 12:21. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. We were talking about Jeremiah on last week. But this week, we're talking about shall the Gentiles trust. Amen. Jesus is his name. Hebrews 1:1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Jesus is the better way. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I love 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I thank the Lord for obtaining mercy on this morning. And in the book on chapter 3, I share testimony of how I first began to trust in the Lord. And I praise God for saving me, rescued, delivered from Satan and from a burning hell. And he filled me with the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. The Holy Spirit uses the word to make us more like Christ. When we don't feel like going, the Holy Spirit energizes, give us the go, get up and go a little further. Amen. Praise the Lord. For in him we live, move, and have our being. And it's not by feeling, it is by faith. Trust is believing. Trust is just trusting, believing that the Lord can do anything but fail. Trust him, if call on him, knowing that he will answer prayers. Amen. Ephesians 4:20-24, the Holy Ghost helps us navigate through life's twists and turns and helps us respond in love to God and to each other. And I'm a witness that when my baby daughter was killed in a tragedy car accident, how that God just gave me supernatural strength to go through that because it was so horrible. Amen. Only a God can take you through something like that. And I'm talking about Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one and only true God. Amen. So signs of the Lord's coming is at hand. When we hear the news, we hear and see the weather pattern and see what's going on in the Middle East, Ukraine and Russia and all over the world. Sometimes I watch CNN news and I learn to pray the news. Amen. Sometimes it can be so discouraging and so distracting. But if we pray concerning what we see, God will turn it around. Amen. So in whom do you put your trust? 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is waiting in the silence as the world goes rushing by. Will not someone stop and listen? Answer quickly, here am I. God patiently keeps his promises. Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet would I trust him. Amen. Then my theme verses of the book, Psalms 27:13-14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I could not have made it losing two daughters, my middle daughters, my baby daughter. And then 3 years ago, my husband went home to be with the Lord. And I thank God, for he is my heavenly Father. As the little introduction on last week, I began to learn how to trust in the Lord to meet every need, whatever it is. And I'm doing just fine. Praise God. I'm happy with Jesus alone. You know, after my husband passed, they said, we got a lot of cards, phone calls. And I appreciate the Lord for his people everywhere just covering us, just loving us. And all, but when the phone calls stop and when the cards stop coming in, Jesus is still there and he is still here. Amen. And I love him so much on this morning. He is my everything. And I don't suffer like any good thing. Amen. Will you put your trust in him today? By most of all, by accepting him as your heavenly Father, by accepting him as Lord and Savior of your life. He wants to walk. Want us to walk by faith, trusting him to be our heavenly Father. Psalms 116:12-13. David asked, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I would take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. He wants to be the Lord of our lives. Amen. Now, who wouldn't want to trust a Lord and Savior like that? Stick closer to you than your brother, than your friend, than anybody. Amen. Sometimes I'm at home alone and he is there. He comforts me. He'll give someone a call, whatever it is that we need. Amen. God is right there to answer our every cry. Amen. It's nothing too hard for him. All things are possible with the Lord. So would you trust him on this morning? Just try and see, as the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll take Jesus for mine. Amen. And John 10:10, when the thief, Jesus said that the thief coming not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly in fullest measure. Will you trust in Jesus, the Good Shepherd? We pray that you will, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so many, and the book is so many life experiences in there. And I just can't, it's a platform that the Lord used so that I can look back or read some chapters and go over what I'm discouraged and what I'm going through to see what he's already done for me, how he already had brought me out of a lot of life obstacles. Amen. I can just go back and reread and get renewed and stirred up all over again, knowing that we must continually trust in the Lord. It's not a one-time thing. It's a continuation. Each minute, each second, each day, we should always want to trust the more in the Lord. Amen. And so when the Lord led me to write the book in March 2012. It was a few months after the Lord called my husband home. While going through my grief and pain of a broken heart and feeling all alone, the Lord opened a door for me to begin writing about how he brought me through past tribulations and trials. So the Lord reminded me that he is still good in spite of what